Good afternoon, everyone. Today's scripture is Mark chapter 4, verse 21 to 34. Mark chapter 4, verse 21 to 34. It is in the bulletin. I will read it for you. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed, and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret. His ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day. The seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, and the full of grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use it for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly ask you to open our eyes, ears, and hearts so that we can clearly discern your will and obey with our faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Alexander the Great of the Macedonian Kingdom is known to us for conquering many nations. He tried to extend his empire during his reign by subduing the Persian Empire, which was dominant country at the time. Egypt to the south and northwest of India to the west. There is a funny story that was told about the time he went up to the banks of the Indus River in India. Currently, present day is Pakistan. His soldier refused to conquer the land further due to them being homesick. It's already 10 years they came out to conquer land. And this caused Alexander to fall into deep resentment, big anger, which resulted him in tears and his deathbed while returning home. Alexander the Great, who was taught by Aristotle, an ancient Greek philosopher, was famous not only as a conqueror of the land, but also as a culture propagator. When he conquered, he did not blind slaughter inhabitants of the land, but worked as an evangelist of elegant Greek culture. Currently, we see many YouTubers and then Instagram people using that. It's the same thing that Alexander the Great is one of the person that who want to influence sharing his culture. First of all, he explained himself as an evangelist who came to spread the Greek culture to inhabitants and many colonists who tired of the brutal oppression of the Persian kings at the time accept this novel and beautiful Greek culture. In fact, most of them rejoice in coming and becoming a subordinate state of the Greek Empire. For this reason, it is not surprising that Greek architecture and use of the Greek currency and the use of Greek language spread rapidly. Consider New Testament we are reading today was written in Greek. Even though the author were Jews, I think we can see how great influence of the Greek culture was during this time of period. About 350 years after the death of the Alexander the Great, our King, Jesus Christ, makes the following proclamation in Mark chapter 1, verse 14 to 15. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Let us consider Jesus' proclamation through the ministry of our King Jesus Christ during his time on earth. Casting out evil demons, healing the sick, and traveling Judea and teaching the proclaiming the gospel of God, the kingdom of God. Look around us. Do you see any other country's kings or president who is not only with the same power and authority, but also does miraculous works as our King Jesus in ancient times, in Middle Ages, in present days, and currently even where we live now? Even if we watch or hear news from all around the world, there is no such king or leader far and wide able to accomplish what our King Jesus has, not just conquering the land, not influencing culture, not trying to gain power or overthrowing the country, but giving his life to his people and serving his people as a servant. Jesus never attempted to conquer land during his ministry on earth, like Alexander the Great. Nevertheless, it is evident that if you see, look around just the whole world, in Cambodia, in Korea, in China, all around the world, there are many followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus' ministry was to do the work of the kingdom of God, and knowing that God regarded the hearts of his own people as his dwelling place, Jesus redeemed God's people with his blood who were oppressed by sin in Satan's kingdom. He was dedicated what he did. Jesus knew the kingdom of God is an eternal kingdom and transcends space and time. For this reason, one commentator points out that the parable of Jesus' kingdom of God could not be understood by the Israeli leaders and people who had egotism, selfishness in there, and misunderstandings, were ignorant and narrow and distorted mindset about the kingdom of God. Jesus' parable of the kingdom of God was considered a mystery to unbelievers and soon played a role in filtering them out of the trust. In fact, Jesus himself explains the purpose of the parable from chapter 4, verse 10 to 12. And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." However, even during this time, Jesus did not yet reveal himself as the Messiah. So his disciples could not understand the parables without Jesus' explanations. But thankfully, we can understand this parable by wearing lens of the salvation represented by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Today, I would like to examine three secrets of to the kingdom of God unlocked through the parables we read in the passage. I want to draw your attention to three key points today's sermons. First, the kingdom of God will be revealed. Second, the spiritually rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. Third, secrecy and dynamics of the kingdom of God. So point first, kingdom of God will be revealed. This is Mark chapter 4, verse 21 to 22. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought into the put, uh, into be put under a basket or under a bed, and not on a stand. For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. This is a parable that took place in the presence of disciples after many people who followed Jesus went away because it is difficult for them. Jesus explains the kingdom of God and by comparing it to a lamp. In verses 22, there are two adverbs which indicate negatives, nothing and nor. So what two negatives expression represent a strong positives. So paraphrasing means that what is hidden must be revealed. As a proverb often used by the Jews, it is that God will surely reveal the kingdom of God. God will surely reveal the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is defined in the MacArthur Bible commentary as follows. A term, the kingdom of God, referring to God's sovereign rules in the realm of salvation, is now done in the hearts of the God's people, but in the future, it will be made a literal kingdom on earth. The moment we became the children of God and believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and King, our citizenship does not stay on the earth, but we become citizens of the eternal kingdom of God. Since we are yearning for his kingdom, we are looking forward to his government and sovereignty even while we are living on earth. This is why we try to practice or embody the rule of kingdom of God even while we live on earth. Since God renews our conscience, unlike in the past in which we are the people who decide our values, now with a regenerated heart, we consistently reflect our thoughts and behavior to please him. How can we please him with our thoughts and behaviors? This is what actually happens in our lives, present lives. This is from Luke chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Being asked by the Pharisees and when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus answered to them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is, there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." A commentator indicates that the kingdom of God has already come. It is in the midst of us, in the person of Jesus, and in the reign of God manifested in those who are already following Jesus. So if you already believe in Jesus Christ, his kingdom already come. Meanwhile, like Jerusalem in the new heavens and new earth, in Revelation chapter 21, it will appear literally and physically as the eternal kingdom in the future. Therefore, Jesus is urging his disciples to listen to his word carefully in today's text, verse 23 and 24. Also, the author, Mark, also wants to emphasize the act of obedience by repeating the word here three times. And unlike the other gospel, subpoint two, the spiritually rich will get richer and the poor will get poorer. Verses 24 to 25. And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The word measure used by Mark, according to the original Greek text, is not used in negative sense. In Korean just Bible, when we see this measure, we just see this meaning as a negative. But here, just when Mark used this measure, it is a positive sense. So it implies that if the hearer embrace Jesus' message of the kingdom in rich and profound way, and is still more be added and added. If you embrace Jesus' message in your hearts and then practice on it, and God will give you more and more day by day when you practice on it. That is a meaning that here. The second secret of the God's kingdom is the phenomenon of spiritual rich and poor, meaning that if we diligently cultivate our spirituality, God will give us more. On the other hand, also a word warning to us, meaning that if we do not cultivate our faith, what we have will be lost. This is an indirect passage toward this message, but throughout the Bible, and then if you see some passage, then we can understand God's character, who is willing to give more and more to his people, to children. It is from John chapter 3, verse 34. For he whom God has sent others the word of God, because Jesus speaking the word of God, for God gives, he gives the Spirit without measure. God gives his Spirit without measure to Jesus Christ. That's why he speaks the word of God. James verse chapter 1, 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. If he meditate and yearn to know his word more and more, he does not say, you already eat enough. That's enough today. But rather, more and more, he pours out his spirit and wisdom. That is just God's character towards us. He gives us more and more. Third subpoint, secrecy and dynamics of the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth is produced by itself, first the blade and the ear, and then the full of grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. The text of the parable of the growing seed that follows the parable of the sower in Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to 20, can only be seen in the Gospel of Mark out of the four Gospels. This is only Mark. One difference that can be seen in the text is that it emphasizes the vitality of the seed itself and the secrecy of the kingdom of God. Rather than emphasize on sower who scatter the seed, and the soil to be sown, we have limited knowledge about the growth and the vigor of the kingdom of God, but these words testify the growth of the kingdom of God as a seed grows. No one exactly knows how, but it grows day by day, moment by moment. On the one hand, this text is linked to mustard seed parables in verses 30 to 32. So when the kingdom of God begins its influence, seems to be insignificant at the beginning, but Jesus spoke of how it gradually spread out to the whole world. We may not know how the kingdom of God begins and works in our lives, but we cannot doubt that the seeds of the gospel sprouts and grows by vitality of the seed itself. Without a doubt, looking at the history of salvation of each individual worshiper today, right now, about your how you became a Christian. Seeing the faith of life of our generations over time testifies that the growth of the kingdom of God through God's sovereignty and care. I want to share a story of my grandmother. When her two sons died at a very young age, my grandmother lost her sanity. At the time of death, the children were about 3 years old. It is not just die at once, but 3 years for like, older brother died, and then younger brother died. Just within just six years, that just he experienced this death. The beliefs she held and the rational sense that she was holding collapsed, definitely. She mentally broke down and reached a point of crisis of belief. My grandmother, who believed in Buddha, who was an extreme devoted believer, who thought that if she served Buddha extremely well, her family would be well off. Then she reached an unexpected ordeal, most painful situation in her life, that this incident, this experience led her in a time of despair and depression. It was during this time of despair that she spent time in sitting in her house and staring into blank space and having a mental breakdown. She's sitting in the room, but she cannot focus on anything, but she's just staring like the person that who has no mental. All of her neighbors said that the house was cursed and everyone was afraid to visit. Rumors spread out throughout the village and that if you went to her house, their house, and you will also be cursed. So everyone were afraid of coming. But one of her neighbors who lived very next to her came quietly and without saying a word. She quietly served grandmother and family while she was cleaning my grandmother's house. God opened my grandmother's eyes at once and to look into the person serving, who was serving at her house without fear, with a joy rather than. My grandmother questioned this woman who faithfully served at her house. Everyone is afraid of my house, and then they said that my house is cursed. Aren't you afraid? My grandmother asked her. Then the woman said very clearly, I believe the God of gods, so I'm not afraid of anything. If you want to believe in a God, you have to believe in the one and only great God, not a small one or a false one. Suddenly, the seeds of this secret of the kingdom of God were immediately planted in grandmother's heart and devastated heart. And she immediately rose up and then said, then you let me meet him right now. And then they immediately and then stands up and heading to the church. And she received the gospel of Jesus Christ. She became a daughter of the kingdom of God. Now she is with the Lord. My mother used to testify that since grandmother had been saved, how much she was thirsty for the secrets of the kingdom of God. Every day she woke up very early in the morning to attend 4:30 dawn morning services. In South Korea, there is a 5 a.m. early morning services. But at that time, because most of them are farmers, like just they have to work early in the morning. So 4:30 is a service morning. And then she woke up every 3 a.m. and then just prepare and then just go to church and pray. And then she prayed and then read the Bible after service sometimes. It goes up to 3 hours. And then just with a burning heart and desire to know God more and more, she read the entire Bible at least 13 times a year, whole Bible, just each month. Just, can you read it? I barely finished my, just reading my Bible reading just a year, just once, entire Bible. But she read 13 times a year. My mother was born at the time on Christmas Day when my grandmother became just born with a burning heart, and then my mother came out. So her name is in South Korea is a Hija, which means a child of joy. The seeds of the kingdom of God have a power to cultivate even the most rotten heart of the people. When the time comes, God will reveal the kingdom of God and save his people. Secretly, but also with a vitality, his kingdom will grows. All because God is always at work. It seems he is behind of the history, but he is working right now. among us, in our hearts. In ESV Bible, the word immediately appears 82 times. In whole Bible, ESV Bible, the word immediately, the adverb immediately, appears 82 times total. The author Mark, only Mark, used 35 times in his gospel, 35 times immediately in his gospel. So he loved to use this word immediately, and even at once, total 5 times in the book of Mark. His favorite word was immediately. To understand Mark's intentions regarding the context and then frequent use of the word immediately or at once through this gospel, Mark was delivering message that Jesus was actively working on for the redemption of God's kingdom, and when the time, not chronological time, that year by year or date or time, but the time, ha chronos, not ha chronos, but ha kairos, the time, when the time come, God will put in a sickle for the harvest. Let us not forsake the belief of immediately and at once. The kingdom of God is working in us now. It may seem a secret now because we cannot physically see it's growing and right at this moment. But when the time comes, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will come again. Let's keep this faith until the end and endure suffering and become a Christian who runs the face of faith. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for reminding us that even though we are already living as a people of the kingdom of God, we still have mysteries of the kingdom of God that our own intellects cannot understand. Knowing that the kingdom of God is not lost or hidden, but in us. From the moment we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, please lead us to diligently follow the word of God by longing for the kingdom of God. Even in the midst of our current sufferings, please provide us with the grace to listen your words, to be able to endure and learn the race of faith in Jesus' name as we eagerly wait for God's time to harvest when the time comes. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.